Jim, what do you... It's a round where you can pick some really productive players, and right now they don't have a pick there.
Yeah, I mean, that's where, yeah, you're supposed to get a good player at third. It doesn't always happen, and that makes it a little bit more difficult, not only being able to get a good player, but also being able to, you know, use that if you're trying to make a trade. So, I hate that, but, you know, they've definitely got some good players as a result of the moves to lose that third rounder. I'm trying to pull up my draft guide here just to look at some of the recent thirds here.
Last year's third was the third round.
Steve Spear was the year before that. Malik Willis was a third round pick. You know, you go back to Elijah Molden, and Monty Rice was both third round pick.
Yeah.
You've got Darrington Evans, third round pick, Nate Davis, third round pick. You know, sometimes these guys hit. Taywan Taylor, third round pick. Jonnu Smith, third round pick.
Kevin Byard,
third round pick.
Jarrell Casey.
Jeremiah Patasi. I mean, sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. Your job is to hit, and your odds obviously are improved the earlier you pick. But, it makes it a little bit more challenging, certainly, to not have the ammo or have the selection.
Jim, speaking as somebody who, of course, has been with media outlets for a very long time, I personally am enjoying the hour-long access that we're getting to the coaches and coordinators a couple of times here already. However, I also know we're in the off-season, and, you know, there's not a critical third down call to ask Coach about right now. Do you suspect that this kind of continued access will continue on once the season and the live scoring begins? We'll have, you know, unquestioned, you know, an hour long type of press conferences with coaches and coordinators here.
Yeah, I mean, during the season, yeah, those, you know, I expect Brian Callahan to talk, you know, three times a week, you know, every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday. And then certainly after games on Sunday, I expect the coordinators to be available once a week like they have in years past, you know, every year. Whether they won't go that long. Yeah, I think Brian Callahan was a good 35 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Denaro Wilson went about 14-15. The Colts went pretty good stretch there. So, yeah, it's the start of the off-season program. That's where those guys were talking. There's certainly been a lot of changes since the last time we heard from them. And it's good. It's a good information session. And things are different when you're playing games and you're it's not always going to be warm and fuzzy and you're going to be questioned about calls you made, questions about decisions you made, questions about players and why they aren't doing this or that. So, I mean, it will be certainly more, certainly potential for there to be a little bit more fire in those things than what we've seen so far. But I think all of them have handled themselves really well. Brian Callahan's got a great disposition, certainly been very accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people think he's going to, you know, bark at your try to jump at you like maybe previous head coach did from time to time when he didn't like a topic. But again, you know, it'll be more challenging. There's no question about it when games start, and I doubt this team's going undefeated. So you got to deal with some adversity.
It's going to be interesting to see. I think everybody is excited about the moves that have been made, and with the right draft picks. Look, I know the Texans are going to get all the praise, and they're going to be the sexy pick 100%, and I get it. But if they can have a really good draft, or at least everybody feels like things fell into place and they address more needs, I think it's going to be really interesting going into the season where this team can be, Jim. I really do. I think the Texans and the Steelers have had home run off seasons in the AFC without a doubt. But it doesn't mean that the Titans can't be somewhere in that mix right behind them, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, last year everybody had the Jags as the positive.
Yes, of course.
Pick.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't always play out that way. I mean, you got to stay healthy. You know, you got to perform. You know, I'd be curious to see how the league, you know, kind of adjust to, you know, quarterback that there and just how he adjusts to the rest of the league. So there's no question, you know, they have helped themselves this offseason, and they've made good moves in free agency. I think they've got a really good coach that players like to play for. And so, yeah, I expect them to be good. But you got to go out and play, and certainly we'll see what happens. I mean, but Stroud, a stud player, and now he's got some weapons to throw it to. But the Titans, you got guys who can defend now, and I think they have probably the best secondary, at least the best three corners that they've had here in a long time.
You know what I bet Jim is rooting for, Justin?
No.
He's rooting for the Titans down the road to get sent to Brazil or Germany.
And I love the London trip. I tell you what,
right.
I love making
But you
trip
can branch out. London doesn't have to be your only trip.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, they're spreading their wings in the NFL, and I'm sure you know you're going to be on that trip, so you wouldn't mind a Brazil trip or Germany. I'm not speaking for you, but I have to believe you're secretly rooting for that here. I know it's not going to happen this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, that's true. Right now, I'm just rooting for the Dodgers to be in town in September when the Titans play the Chargers. So,
nice.
There you go.
Baseball.
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard the Ohtani news today from his interpreter.
Yeah,
I did. That's a crazy story.
16 million.
Yeah.
Did you see the amount of bets that he was making?
Yeah.
It sounded like he was a terrible gambler. Like he just,
yeah.
19,000 bets?
Bruh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Tennessee red line.
Yeah, there's a 1-800
number. I'm sure California's got one, too.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about it now because he won't be. He only gets one call. So
TN red line there.
Jimmy.
It must be nice, though, to have so much money that you don't even miss
it. I know.
The bankroll. Yeah.
I literally thought the same thing. Like, when you can miss, when $16 million disappears and you don't bat an eye and you have no clue, yeah, that's when you know you're really rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really.
Thank you, Jim, as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you guys have a good one. Appreciate it.
All right, Jim Wyatt, been covering the Titans. You can find his work, TennesseeTitans.com. He does a tremendous job. And you should also give him a follow, too, because he gets it. And like I said, he's been doing it for a very, very long time. At JWY. All right. At J. So let me try this again. At J Wyatt Sports. That's a lot easier to say than trying to just give out letters. At JWYATTSPORTS.
Was that a plaster?
One time, this is a great story. I'll tell it on the other side.
Okay.
You'll appreciate this. You'll get a good kick out of it. Right. But at J Wyatt Sports, give him a follow. Appreciate Jim, as always. Take a break. Wide open the rest of the hour. 615-844-5600. More of the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing moolah making fun. Please play responsibly.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit.
800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts. From the traditional Philly of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
The McFarland Show, broadcasting live in Rutherford County on 107.9 FM.
It's true. 107.9 if you're in Rutherford County. A lot of areas also, check out 95.9. Got a lot of options. You can always download the app for free. WNSR. Back here on the McFarland Show, Darren and Justin here with you. We are live in the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center studio. DJ Damon is alongside. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Nate, who's apparently not in Columbia, which starts with a C, but yet in Chattanooga.
Still in Tennessee, though.
Yes. Nate, what's up?
What's up, guys? I will actually be somewhere that starts with an A tomorrow, going down to Hotlanta to go just hang out for the weekend.
Okay, I was going to say, I hope you're not going to a Braves game because you'll get a great seat, but there won't be much to see.
Won't be much going on. Yeah. You'll have the drum all to yourself.
That's part of the reason why we're staying near the Battery.
Okay, cool.
But I was going to say, I am kind of upset that we didn't get to start off today's show just ripping Justin about his comments right at the end of yesterday. Because, I mean, just saying that the Titans and the Preds' expectations are just like completely different on opposite ends of the spectrum as far as you can get, that's just absurd. I mean, neither have won a championship. Both have gotten to a championship and lost. So I don't understand how you can say that.
Okay. Well, all right, Nate. Is that, first of all, I'm not sure if that's exactly what I said, but let's go there for just a second.
That's how I understood it.
Okay, well that's fair, because you know people say things, it's live radio or whatever we're doing these days. So it's one of these things like this, Nate. If the Predators fans, I have not heard, and Darren has been doing this a long time as well, the outcry from Predators fans for make serious and deep changes as fast as we have heard from Titans fans, in large part because I don't believe the Predators fans expect. Nate, when's the last time that you went into a season where you thought and really thought the Nashville Predators were going to win the Stanley Cup? And that's how you felt. You felt like if this team doesn't get to the finals, it's going to be a massive disappointment.
Obviously not many. Maybe once, maybe twice.
Okay. The Titans have had that feeling way more than once or twice. The fans have expected them to do great things. The Titans have been the number one seed three times in their existence and lost all three times at home. This fan base, the Titans fan base, first game. The Titans have been at Nissan Stadium, Nate, for 25 years. They've had 5 home playoff games in 25 years and haven't won a home playoff game since 2004. The people have been put through it here a little bit. And again, they've had good season. They've had great players, not good players. They've had great players, but they have not been able to get over the hump. Now, they've done so, Nate, ranked high in their conference with all the advantages, bye weeks, home games, all this stuff. The Predators, when they get into the playoffs more times than not, they're 6, 7, and 8 seeds. 6, 7, and 8 seeds, Nate, don't make big runs. So just like this year, when the Predators get to the playoffs, there'll be a 7 or an 8 seed. Historically, Nate, are we expecting 7 or 8 seeds to make big runs? No. So when the Predators, and listen, I don't wish this for the Predators, but if they lose in the first round, Nate, is the fan base going to be deeply disappointed?
Obviously, no, especially since what everybody's kind of been alluding to yesterday.
Okay. The Titans lost to the Bengals a few years ago after being the number one seed overall in the AFC, and they lost to a team that had never won a road playoff game in their 40-year history.
I get it.
Okay.
Get it.
That's all I was trying to say yesterday.
Yeah. All right. And one quick question, guys. So, this year is Rory McIlroy's 10th attempt at the Grand Slam. Does it, and I understand that every golf win is just ridiculously tough, especially when you play at Augusta. At what point does that achievement, if he ever gets the Grand Slam, is it, I guess, not necessarily diminished, but doesn't mean as much as other Grand Slams? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I don't think it's going to make a difference. I think a slam is a slam. Historically, okay, when they look back on it, I don't think anybody's going to know the difference. A slam is a slam.
I just kind of thought that because it's taken them 10 plus years. So,
I mean, of the people who've won the slam, do we know how long it took them to win the slam? Is that readily available when people do win, get the grand slams in golf or tennis?
I haven't been able to, or I didn't get to look that up earlier when the question came in my head. I was just curious y'all's thoughts on it.
All right. Fair enough, Nate.
Yeah. Y'all have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy Atlanta.
Thank you.
A-Town.
Chambeau was leading the Masters.
Yes.
Day one.
7 under, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've done some cool things with the Masters. I saw them skipping, and maybe they do this every year, and I just noticed today, but the pond shots they were doing, mm-hmm, where they skipped the ball over the ponds to, mm-hmm, try to get the whole, that was fun to watch. I was watching, I found myself mesmerized by that. I don't know why, I couldn't turn away from it. I just, mm-hmm, wanted to keep seeing if somebody was going to hit this shot. It's a cool thing to watch.
You know what hasn't changed at Augusta?
The ice cream sandwich?
Their prices for the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, ice cream sandwich prices.
Mm-hmm. For all their concessions.
Yeah, still priced like it's the 70s, right?
Yep. You know what else hasn't changed? Their price for parking.
Oh.
It's free.
It's nice.
Yeah, right. Damon's like, what?
Well, they make money in other ways now.
Well, of course. They've got
other streams of revenue.
It's amazing how, they are expected, their gift shop, which that's the only way you can get their merch.
Yeah.
Okay. I went 2 years in a row. It's the only time I've ever been. I didn't realize that at the time. That's the only way you're getting their merch. You're not walking into a Dick's Sporting Goods and going back there in the golf section and
can't do it,
buying Master stuff.
No.
No. They're expected to sell around $70 million in merchandise this week.
Wow.
That's in their pro shop.
Wow.
On the grounds. $70 million this week. That's $10 million a day, $1 million an hour, $16,000 a minute.
Jeez.
$277 a second.
Man.
That the store's open.
Yeah.
It's not open 24/7.
No.
It's not Walmart. Yeah. $70 million is what they're expected from their pro shop.
That's
gift shop, whatever you want to call it.
That's a pretty coin.
Yeah.
For a gift shop.
It's pretty amazing.
Jeez.
Plus the TV rights.
Some moon rocks in there?
They figured it out, man. They got it down to a science. It's amazing.
Wow.
We'll tell you what's happened on the Kentucky basketball front. There is news on that, and we'll talk about that. There's also some other things we want to get into as we'll take a quick break, come back, and discuss here on the McFarland Show, WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Grizz Nation, get loud for your Memphis Grizzlies when they host LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow at 7 p.m. Don't miss this Western Conference showdown live at FedEx Forum. Get ready for a star-studded show by securing your tickets today at grizzlies.com. Grizz Nation, take your fandom to the next level by downloading the all-new official Memphis Grizzlies mobile app to buy or access your tickets and personalize your experience.
You're listening to the McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
.615-844-5600 is how you get in touch with us on this rainy, gray Thursday. Hope you're having a good day. Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
Kentucky is not having a good day. Everybody was waiting. You know what's interesting? Pause for just a second.
What's interesting?
whenever, and I get it. I understand. Look, I understand all this because I've been there. I've done all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to say I'm out of that business, because if it presented itself in the right fashion, I would be in that business. I'm not out there looking to be in that business anymore. I used to be when I was much younger. It's brutal. Like, when everybody out there wants to, you know, they're trying to break, you know, they're going to do. And what happens
what's the business?
They're breaking stories, trying to break the story. So
okay, yeah.
All these people feel like they have to constantly comment and their source and I'm being told, and because they want to feel relevant, right? They want to feel relevant to their people, whether it's, you know, social media, whatever, a radio show, a TV show, whatever their platform mm-hmm. is. They want to feel relevant to their audience.
Like, yeah.
I've got stuff when they're just trying, you know, they may just be grasping at straws because, again, they want to look relevant.
Yeah.
When so many, if not all, are just guessing. They have no idea. They have no idea. And tracking this Scott Drew, and look, let me say this too. In one breath, I'm going to say that. In another breath, I'm going to say, look, it also can change in the 11th hour. I understand that. I've been burned, man. And it happens.
Nah.
You stick your neck out there and you may have the right info and it changes overnight. And you can't control that. And it's very clear, it seems like, Scott Drew, it changed overnight. And it is really about his family saying, Dad, we love you.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity. But man, Waco's all we've ever known.
Yeah,
he's got all of his kids that grew up in Waco. They're all in high school or college. They're all there. He's been there 20 plus years.
Yeah, it's part of the community.
They're just, that's what they know. His family, that's what they know. They're happy. All their friends are there. Everybody they know is there. And it seems like when you read it that he's flattered. It was a heavy consideration. But in the end, he's like, and if you listen to his words, it seemed like he's a, you know, religious guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a family guy. And look, everybody has different motives in life.
Absolutely.
Everybody is not wired the same way.
No.
And quite honestly, I respect the heck out of him. I don't know him. And you know, when we started talking about this, I said, I don't know Scott Drew.
Yeah.
I know the Kentucky job.
Yeah.
And this is the way you have to be wired for that Kentucky job.
Yeah.
I don't know Scott Drew. I know him as a coach. He's good enough to be their coach.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's good enough to live in that fishbowl, live under that microscope.
Yeah.
I don't know him personally. Quite honestly, listening to his reasons and his words, I respect him, and I'm not sure maybe he would have been, because you got to be all in on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
that
sounds horrible, but that's just what you're signing up for.
This sounds horrible.
And if you don't want that, you shouldn't take it. And it sounds like Scott Drew is a smart guy because he knows what he wants out of life.
Yeah.
And family's important, you know, religion's important, and he's got his own set of motives and desires and wants. And by the way, he's paid handsomely there.
Yes,
it's not
he is.
Like he's getting, you know, he has to clip Groupon coupons to go do stuff.
No, he's fine.
He's fine.
Yes.
Okay, he doesn't worry about anything down there in Waco.
Very true.
But it is a prestigious, prestigious job. And whenever that job is coming after you, that means you've done something really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has come out and said no. Now it looks like they tried to drive 3 Brinks trucks to Storms, Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
to say,
I've heard that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Like, these, we got the keys out here. There's not one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's not 2. There's 3 Brinks trucks out there.
Yeah.
We're willing to make you the highest paid college coach in America.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
College coach.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say basketball.
Yeah.
If the reports are true,
yes,
they were willing to make him the highest paid head coach in college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Peace out. So, with that being said, and, you know, there's still, Billy Donovan has not said no, but I don't know where that is or is going.
Billy Donovan hasn't been in this thing for a while. That, for me, when I look at Billy Donovan, that's what I would look at. It's like, you know, he's not Nick Saban. Nick Saban had been gone like 3 or 4 years or something before he came back to college. Billy Donovan's been gone a lot longer than that. Well. So this, you think it's a different game, you know, compared to two years ago.
It's totally different than when last time he coached in college.
Last time he coached and won back-to-back championships and did all the things he did, it was a wildly different game. And I know he's got an incredible track record. I just don't, I don't know about bringing him back into this, though. And you know, it, I, you know, and again, now we're talking about, and again, here's the other thing about Billy Donovan. I don't know if you can attract him with the money. He's got...
He's made his money.
He's made tons of money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you...
He's been coaching for a long time.
He's coached for a long time. First of all, he got constant raises at Florida trying to keep him from taking other jobs. So he's got that money. Then when he finally went to the NBA, to OKC, he got that money.
Yeah, they kind of pay you well there.
Then he went to Chicago, where he's been making money there. What are you going to do?
I don't see it. So... It gets back to what I've been saying this whole entire time. Who's the guy? I've been telling you. When the no's come, here's the guy that'll crawl to Lexington and take it. Who I've been saying?
No, I'm drawing a blank.
He's in this conference.
Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl, Damon. Thank you.
Come on now.
Bruce Pearl. I mean, okay. What do you mean, come on now?
Would they hire Bruce Pearl? Of course they would hire Bruce Pearl. But Bruce Pearl is going to be a stopgap guy until you can find the guy that you want.
Why?
I mean, why?
Bruce Pearl is John Calipari. In college. That's what he is.
Yeah, but
he's John Calipari.
Yeah, but how's that working for him?
For who?
For Bruce Pearl and for John Calipari. How's it been working as of late?
He was 15 years at Kentucky.
As of late.
That's not what I'm talking. That's what he is.
Yes.
But look, John Calipari, what he did over the course of 15 years, how he got to this point, you don't know that's going to happen. Look, everything changed whenever... I'll give you one thing that changed. Rick Pitino being at Louisville was a factor. Those two could not stand each other. And whenever Rick Pitino got out of Louisville, things changed for him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he didn't have the same fire in his belly. Once he reached a certain point where he looked at his bank account every month, maybe he didn't have the same fire in his belly. He wasn't always a ball roller. I used to defend him. The last 4 or 5 years, he's been a ball roller, which tells me he got fat and he got lazy. You can't control that. He spent 15 years in that fishbowl.
Yeah.
Bruce Pearl is John Calipari. He's wired the same way, and I'm just telling you, it takes probably a guy like that. It takes that makeup to make that job work. That's what you have to be. You have to embrace it. Very few do. You have to embrace a fishbowl. You have to embrace a microscope that has hot, the old, not LED lights, the old hot TV lights in your studio.
Melt your face off.
That's every day in Lexington. You have to embrace that every day of your life. Bruce Pearl would. Most would not. You hear the music. We'll get a leaderboard update and come back and wrap up the show next.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's JB and the Generals.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win.
The band is coming back.
What happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
The McFarland Show, streaming live on the WNSR app and on WNSR.com.
You're darn tootin'. 615-844-5600. You can watch our show every day from 2 to 4 on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. Remember, on our YouTube page, you can interact with us, too. Just type in WNSR Live, one word, and we'll see your comments. DJ Damon, hit it. Here we go. Okay.
Hello, friends.
Thank you. Hello. By the way, we didn't really talk about it. It was weird. It was weird not having Jim Nantz.
It is. March Madness. He's the familiar warm hug of that.
I know. He did a ton of commercials.
But yeah, but he's not.
It was odd.
Yeah, it is.
And nothing wrong with Ian Eagle. He does a great job.
Of course.
Bryson DeChambeau, 7-under, is the top of your leaderboard. Danny Willett, Fitzpatrick, Scheffler, Scotty Scheffler, all at 4-under. They're in second place. Ryan Fox, Zalatoris at -3. Let me get some. Wyndham Clark is 2-under.
But it's, you know, it's early.
And that's where we are. John Rahm is 1-under through 13. McIlroy 1-under through 13. So that's where we are today.
Looks like a gorgeous day down there as well.
Yeah.
Weather held up.
And I think it's going to start being nice here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, the 80s are coming.
This weekend's going to be great.
80s are coming next week.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for our show today. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Appreciate the participation. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.